What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
Lowe's knows how to help you get the most out of your store run. That's why members save more with MyLowe's Rewards. Earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases. Get access to member-only deals and free member gifts. Plus, unlock free standard shipping when you reach Silver Key status. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On Saturday, February 22nd at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, it's the Pro Volleyball Federation's first All-Star Match. The league's biggest stars will clash in a can't-miss event hosted in the Indy metro area, home of the Indy Ignite. Catch every serve, spike, and save live on CBS. Don't miss this historic showdown of volleyball's finest. The Pro Volleyball Federation All-Star Match on February 22nd at 1:30 p.m. Be there.
And we continue with our American stories. Up next, a story about a song. Lee Bryce's I Drive Your Truck. It's a day Paul Monty never forgot, the day he got the news military parents dread. His 30-year-old son, U.S. Army Sergeant First Class Jared Monty, had been killed while serving with the 10th Mountain Division in Afghanistan. Paul, a recently retired teacher from Raynham, Massachusetts, instantly joined the ranks of Gold Star parents in 2006. Paul didn't know what to do or say when he got the news, let alone how to process his grief. A few months later, on his first Veterans Day visit to his son's gravesite at the 780-acre Massachusetts National Cemetery, he noticed something odd. There wasn't a flag on display at any of the 78,000 graves in the cemetery. Not one. The flags weren't there, Paul learned, because ground crews complained they made it harder for them to cut the cemetery grass. Not pleased with that explanation, Paul did what any Gold Star dad or mom would do. He fought the Department of Veterans Affairs until the rule was changed. But this Gold Star dad's mission was only partially complete. He then launched Operation Flags for Vets, an organization dedicated to placing flags on every grave at the Massachusetts National Cemetery, every memorial, and Veterans Day, all to preserve the memory of the sacrifices that so many in that cemetery made for their country, including his son. During the first Flags for Veterans ceremony, on Memorial Day in 2011, Paul's vision became a reality as an army of volunteers spread out across the massive military cemetery and adorned 62,000 graves with flags. Here's what Paul told the assembled crowd. In the crowd around you, there are many Gold Star families. Please, as you place a flag, say a small prayer for these veterans. Maybe if you could write down their names, go home, and look them up on the internet. You'll be surprised at what you'll find. Paul was later interviewed that day by NPR, fighting back tears as he told a story about a new kitchen set Jared and his army pals purchased for their home, only to give it away. One day his buddies came home and the kitchen set was missing. They asked him where it was, and Jared said, "Well, I was over at one of my soldiers' houses and his kids were eating on the floor, so I figured they needed the kitchen set more than we did. And so the $700 kitchen set, well, it just disappeared. That's what Jared did. His father described his son as a man who didn't crave attention. All his medals went in a sock drawer. No one ever saw him. He didn't want to stand out. In 2009, his son posthumously received the highest commendation any American soldier can be awarded, the Congressional Medal of Honor. But the most powerful part of Paul's story revolved around Jared's truck, why he didn't sell it, and why he still drove it. What can I tell you? It's him. It's got his DNA all over it. I love driving it because it reminds me of him, though I don't need the truck to remind me of him. I think about him every hour of every day. Paul shared details of his son's Dodge 4x4 Ram 1500 truck, adorned with decals, including the 10th Mountain Division, the 82nd Airborne Division, an American flag, and a Go Army decal. Then came the most emotional part of the interview. You know, I think it's important for people to understand what Gold Star parents go through. Your child is your future. And when you lose your child, you've lost your future. And I think one of the reasons so many Gold Star parents drive their children's trucks is because they have to hold on. They just have to hold on. I'll never forget that interview because I was listening to it on a sunny Memorial Day in a Walmart parking lot in my own hometown, unable to get out of my SUV because I was crying so hard. Crying like I used to cry when I was a child. Crying as if I'd just lost my child. I wasn't the only one sitting alone in my car crying that Memorial Day back in 2011. Nashville songwriter Connie Harrington was in her car listening to the same story. Moved to tears, she did what writers do. She pulled over and scribbled down details of the story so she wouldn't forget them. When she got back home, one part of Paul's story kept crying out to her, the story of that truck. With the help of two songwriter friends, Harrington turned that part of the Monty story and all of that emotion into a song, which country singer Lee Brice recorded. I Drive Your Truck made its way quickly to number one on Billboard's country charts. The video has 50 million views and counting. But as remarkable as this story was, it didn't end there. Not long after Bryce's song became a hit, Paul was contacted by a woman he knew who had lost her son in the same battle that took his son's life. She sent me a message that she'd heard the song and that I had to listen to it. She knew I drove Jared's truck, and she drove her son's truck. He confessed he was unable to make it through the whole song. I'd got into it just a few bars, and I just kind of welled up. What Paul didn't know was that it was his story that inspired the song. The writers eventually tracked him down to celebrate the song's success. It won the Country Music Association's Award for Song of the Year in 2013. The song did what country music does best: tell sad, beautiful stories. Here's the opening verse and chorus.
$0.89 in the ashtray, half-empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash, dog tags hanging from the rear view, old skull can and cowboy boots and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's all right. People got their ways of coping, oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck, I roll every window down, and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, I tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yes, sometimes I drive your truck.
What we don't learn from the song were the circumstances of his son's death. In June of 2006, Jared's patrol came under fire and one soldier who served under him was wounded and needed help. Despite a wicked firefight, Jared tried three times to help his fallen comrade. It was that last attempt that got him killed. No one who knew Jared was surprised. Here's his father. It's what he did. Jared didn't give up on people, and always he tried to do the right thing. What led Jared to become the man he was? One need not look far to figure it out. His father, it turns out, had the same passion for serving others, for doing the right thing, and for doing hard things. Paul Monty recently died at the age of 76 from cancer in Raynham. We learned from local media reports that he taught earth sciences at Stoughton High School for 35 years and rarely talked about himself. He was too busy taking care of the people around him. Paul's daughter Nicole told reporters her dad, one of nine kids growing up, worked hard throughout his life. He delivered newspapers and worked all kinds of odd jobs growing up, and worked two and sometimes three jobs to support his family. He didn't complain about it or take credit for it. It was simply who he was. On the Massachusetts Fallen Heroes website and Facebook page, his friends and colleagues wrote these words about him. Paul relentlessly pursued a life of helping others, being a role model and leading by example. He's left us to join his son Jared in heaven. It's a sublime final image of two lives beautifully lived and God's just reward for doing so. It's why the story of Paul and Jared Monty is one for the ages. It's proof that fathers matter in the lives of their sons and daughters and the life of their communities too. And proof that, as the saying goes, it's better to live a sermon than to give one. The story of I Drive Your Truck, the story of Paul and Jared Monty, and the Gold Star mothers and fathers who were left behind, here on Our American Stories.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Famous Smoke has been dominating the cigar game since 1939 with the best prices on the best cigars. Need a smoke for the big game or a big win? Famous has you covered. Head to FamousSmoke.com with promo code NIGHTCAP to score $20 off your order of $99 or more. Millions of cigars are in stock and ready to ship, all stored in the massive humidor and guaranteed fresh. Trust the name that's been in the game for 85 years. Go to FamousSmoke.com. Use code NIGHTCAP. Underage sale prohibited. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers.
During tax season, your sensitive info does a lot of traveling to places you can't control. Stopping off at payroll, your accountant or tax preparer, and countless other data centers on its way to the IRS. Any of them can expose you to identity theft because they all have the info on your W-2, just the ticket for criminals to steal your identity. No wonder the IRS reported tax fraud due to identity theft went up 20% last year. You need LifeLock. They monitor millions of data points per second and alert you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. And restoration is guaranteed, or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Get LifeLock protection for tax season and beyond. Join now and save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
On Saturday, February 22nd at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, It's the Pro Volleyball Federation's first All-Star Match. The league's biggest stars will clash in a can't-miss event hosted in the Indy metro area, home of the Indy Ignite. Catch every serve, spike, and save live on CBS. Don't miss this historic showdown of volleyball's finest. The Pro Volleyball Federation All-Star Match on February 22nd at 1:30 p.m. Be there.